Namaste, everyone. I'm here at the North Pole Camp 1, May 22nd. I came up yesterday to Camp 1, and I just can't even describe how difficult that climb is. It's almost it's like climbing a 20-story building. It's as tall as a wall, straight up, of snow and ice. There isn't any part of it really that's easy, but I decided to give myself a little edge, so I started using gas at the fixed line at the foot of the wall, gas meaning oxygen, and boy, that really helps, and gave me a lot of strength going up the wall to get to the North Pole, and actually I was very happy with my time. Not that I'm pushing particularly hard for time, but it took about 6 hours and 20 minutes. So I was right in there with the rest of the group. And it's really a combination of, first of all, of course, having the oxygen, but also moving extremely slow, which I do, and pressure breathing and rest diving and all the other things that go along with technique and mountaineering. So it was a long, hard day, but I got up here feeling really good. My breathing was really never out of control, and slept on oxygen. I was very low flow last night, and I feel really, really strong today. The problem is our plan was to go to Camp 2, which is a real long, hard, deep climb up into the rocks on the north face of Everest. But the winds came up last night, and so we can't move. Today is a non-move day. And so we're sitting here and hoping for better weather tomorrow. And if we get that better weather tomorrow, then I'll be moving up to Camp 2 tomorrow and positioning myself now for a May 25 summit. Kind of a humorous, I guess it was funny to me, in my hypoxic state. And coming up yesterday up the Col, on the lower part of the North Col, I was moving up the line with my Sherpa, and I looked back behind me, and there was no one behind me, so I was pretty happy. About 20 minutes later, I looked down behind me, and there were 20 climbers, 20, lined up behind me. I felt so bad. I mean, I'm always last into the camps, and I move the slowest, and I'm fine with that, but I hate the fact that I'm holding other people up. So we moved out of the way, and they passed us and went on up the mountain. And I remember thinking after they passed, the only thing that would make me feel better is if I found out those guys were the Chinese line picking team, because of course they move fast. They go up and down this mountain like mountain goats, and they can run up and down. That's what they do. So, we made a rest stop. I asked Carly Super, my super, who was that group that passed us? And yeah, it was the line fixing team, the Chinese line fixing team. So, I felt a lot better about that. So, that's the report for today. And nothing else new I can think of. And just sitting here trying to wait out this wind. And I hope to file the next report tomorrow from Camp 2 up in the rock on the north face of Everest.